I'm Mike Breen, AMS Public Awareness Officer and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking with Caitlin Randall, who is a junior at Baraboo High School in Wisconsin, and she's one of the 10 contestants for the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, which will take place in January in San Diego, specifically January 10th from 9:30 to 11 Pacific time. And with that out of the way, Caitlin, is there anything you're looking forward to?
I am so looking forward to going to California. I have never been, and I think it'll be a great experience all around, getting to participate in the competition and hopefully doing some other stuff around the area.
Yes, I don't know if what the Chamber of Commerce will think, but Wisconsin winters aren't a big selling point for people, mostly when compared to California ones. So
yeah, I know. I think all my classmates are jealous because I get to go to California, and I've never been, so I don't know. Hopefully it'll be a nice little breakup between the snow that we're expecting.
That snow that's usually there in January, yes. Is there any particular thing in California, you said you've never been there, that you've looked forward to experiencing?
I've never been there, so I don't really know what to expect from it. Maybe Laguna Beach, I know, is kind of nearby San Diego, so it's always one that you see in the stores and stuff, so I thought that might be kind of cool, but I don't know how warm it will be there this time of year, so we'll have to see, I guess.
That's right. Now, another thing that you mentioned on the form, the information form that we have people fill out, is that when it comes to school, you don't look forward to getting up early. So being in Pacific time then might be a little better.
Yeah. I'm such a night owl, so I do most of my work staying up later and then sleeping in as late as I can in the morning before school. So hopefully I'll be more awake, because that'll be a little bit later in Wisconsin.
A lot of people, and I know students especially, and it might be the case for teachers and principals too, don't like getting up early. So maybe if everyone get together, you could just shift the entire school day 6 or 7 hours later and everyone would be happy. Do you think that's possible?
I don't know about that. But, it would be nice, but...
But it's a long shot?
Yeah, it's a long shot, I would say.
All right. You also said that you've lived in 5 different states, and apparently California isn't one of them. Where have you been?
Well, I was born in New Jersey, and when I was 3 years old, we moved to Ohio. Then we moved to Illinois for a year when I was 6, so from 6 to 7. And then we lived in Colorado for almost 9 years, and so that was where I grew up the longest. And then right before my freshman year in high school, we moved to Wisconsin.
And do you like Wisconsin?
I really do. I love it. I love the greenery, and I live in a small town, so I really like it.
Yeah, Baraboo, that's kind of close to Madison, right?
Yeah. We're about 45 minutes away from Madison, so Madison's close enough where if we need anything, we can pretty much easily drive there, and malls, stuff that teenage girls like to do. But yeah, it's far away enough where it's still small.
You're only a junior, but have you thought of going to college? For example, is University of Wisconsin on your list?
It's definitely on my list to apply for, just because it's so close to home. I think it would be nice, but I'm looking to more Midwest schools, like possibly Notre Dame or University of Chicago.
So many people may not have been to Baraboo, like you said, it was a small town, but there's a museum there, someone was telling me.
There's a few. There's some really cool things up there, but it has some really great history. The Ringling Brothers Circus actually originated here. So we have the Circus World Museum, which is kind of a big thing, a big attraction, especially during the summer, which has a lot of like circus memorabilia and stuff. And it's really, really cool. It's an awesome place to visit. And then we also have the International Clown Hall of Fame, which is sort of like a clown museum. So it's kind of like a branch off that almost. And it is actually run by the clown school, Clown College. There's some people in our town that run it. So it's really cool. There's a lot of neat stuff going on for such a small town.
So the clown museum and college is not housed in a giant Volkswagen then?
No, it's not.
So, Caitlin, is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it, because I don't know, we haven't really participated in many math competitions as a lot of schools do. So, you know, this was one of the few things that we took the qualifying test for. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it, because it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I think.
Yeah, I'm surprised you said that you haven't been in competitions, because you did very well on the test, and that's a hard test.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be, but our school just doesn't, you know, we have a math team, but we don't really have competitions that we go back to every year. So, you know, maybe that's hopefully something after meeting people at this conference and learning about what's out there and talking to other participants, maybe that's something that I could bring back to my school and change the math team competition way, I guess you could say.
But plus, whatever money you win is matched, the department will get that money too. So they can either spend it at the mall or, no, they don't want to spend it at the mall. I mean, they could use it maybe to enter more competitions.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I, you know, were to win one of the bigger prizes, that would definitely be something that I think they would look at and, you know, we would look at as a math team too, because it'll be a good opportunity and a good push that we might need to be able to participate in bigger math competitions that I know a lot of schools do.
Well, Caitlin, thank you very much. That's Caitlin Randall, who is a junior at Baraboo High School, and she's one of the 10 contestants who'll be participating in the 2013 National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. Caitlin, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.